All right. We're expecting interest rates to drop. That's what you told us last week. September is something we're looking at.
Yeah, that's their next meeting. The Fed's next meeting is in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they will be at that point probably cutting rates 25 basis points. So everybody got all excited about it. He basically, and Jackson Hole said, yeah, we're going to do this, and the markets rallied on that news. We'll see if it sticks. What the economic reaction is going to be, if they're going to do more. And again, we're all kind of data dependent. So,
is that going to help people who have credit card balances at all?
No, because that's set by the banks. And so, you know, those rates have always been ginormous.
Yeah.
You know, 15% was a deal. But it's around, you know, anywhere between 15 and 22%. And it also depends on your own credit score.
This is not fair to ask you, but what is the average person's credit card debt, would you guess?
Four or five thousand.
That doesn't seem that bad.
It doesn't seem that bad, but when you're making the minimum payment, it's going to be years before that gets paid off, and you're going to pay 2 to 3 times that in payments over that period of time at that rate. So yeah, credit cards are nice. They're wonderful as long as you pay them off. As soon as you get into that habit of, well, I'll pay it off over the next few months, it's an expensive habit.
It is, and it's maybe not a bad idea to transfer your balance to a zero interest. Is that something people should think about doing?
You can look at it, but be careful, because as you open up credit cards, now you are impacting your credit score. So the credit score is dependent upon how much credit you have out there. So if you have 4 or 5 credit cards at $5,000 a piece, you have the potential to get $25,000 in debt. Credit card companies are looking at it going, well, you're only making $20,000 a year. You know, $5,000 of credit is a little too high. So that plays into that role as well.
Because that's interesting. I don't know that people think of the repercussions. Like, I'll just put it on a no-interest card for 18 months, and that will affect your credit score. I read a startling statistic a while back that if you go to Disney and you look around you, there are like 60% of the people there are going into debt for that Disney vacation.
Yeah, and that was part of the lead-in song, is you have to make up your mind. Do I want to go into debt? Do I really want to do this? Pay the repercussions of it, or take a look and say, yep, I want to do this, but I'm going to start to save today. So I'm going to go in 3 years. We're going to start putting money away to do this. And it's actually not a bad idea to do it with the kids. Say, all right, we're going to Disney. We're not doing it next week, but here are some of the choices. You want to do A, B, and C? Well, we can't do A, B, and C. Maybe we only do A and B, and we save a little bit of money from not doing C, and that goes to Disney. Now you got a little bit of buy-in. So the kids start thinking about, I have to make up my mind. What do I really want? Do I want that today? Because you can't have everything. I know that's the story, and that's what we're being sold, but we can't. So you have to make that. You have to make that choice.
Well, I saw this and I thought, you know, poor families, because a family of four, the cost for a 1 week trip to Disney can range anywhere from $6,500 to $16,000, not including flights or souvenirs. That's a lot of money.
It's a huge amount of money. And so, you know, for a lot of people, they're like, well, you know, when I was a kid, I want to take my kids and have that experience. But again, you have to make that decision and say, do we want to do Disney? Do we want to do something else? Maybe we go to one of the national parks. Maybe we go to a different place. We start a different memory. It doesn't have to be the same memory that I had as a kid, because things are different today. So maybe I can create a different memory for my kids. So those are the decisions. They're hard decisions. And when there's big dollar signs in front of it, you know, now you're starting to, you know, if I look, put on my advisor hat, how much of this are you taking away from your own retirement? Because you're spending all this money on the kids, give them everything that they want. Now you get to 60, 65, and you look around going, shoot, I don't have anything now to retire on. I'm waiting on Social Security. The kids had a great time, but
you're not going to.
So it's always a decision. You're gonna make compromises now, or you're going to compromise later, but you're going to compromise.
Well, I'm thinking going into debt for a Disney vacation, but you know, now that I think about it, when we went to see the Rolling Stones, the tickets were charged. That's going into debt to go see the Rolling Stones.
But if I have the money put aside and I pay off my credit card every month,
yeah,
I'm okay with that. But what happens with a lot of these is they carry that balance for 5 months, maybe even 2 years, depending upon, you know, their specific situation. So that's your cost. That's not what you're paying.
That's a big difference.
That's the big difference.
I really like your idea about working as a family, and that's something a financial advisor can help you with, because you learn from your parents. My mom did not teach us how to save. She didn't make a lot of money. A lot of it went right to bills. It is a learned thing, don't you think?
It is. And, you know, I go back to my mom, and even my wife will do this when she was tutoring. She had envelopes. And say, okay, this is going to be for this. This is going to, so it was specifically identified. My mom had grocery money. She had, you know, money for this and money for that. And it came in envelopes. So every time that my dad got paid, that money went in for that specific identification. When the envelope is empty, well, we're doing something else. So it, and that's part of that discipline of saving. And, you know, some of that money goes right into savings right off the bat. So right into the 401k, right into to whatever savings program for the long term. Because, you know, for those that are in their 20s and 30s, you know, you're like, oh, 30 years for retirement, that's a long time. Yep. And that is a reason you don't have to put as much away today to get a big pile of money later, is because time does work on your side.
Right. Start early. Hey, if your parents didn't teach you well, Paul Nolte will, senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvest. How do people get in touch with you?
They can give me a call at 630-337-0451, or they can drop me a note at pnolte@murphysilvest.com.
Thank you so much.
We will talk soon.
Yes, we will.